Dude, I don't like gaping.
Nah, man.
Definitely don't want to see prolapsing.
Nope. I'm good.
I don't want to see the inside of that.
Nah. I don't need to see that.
I want
to
see it turned inside out. Keep the inside on the inside. I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Keep your insides on your insides. You've heard me say it. I say it every day.
Obviously. I mean, you got a tattoo and everything.
Right? I got that tattooed on my ass.
Right? Keep your insides inside and keep Austin weird.
That's right.
Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun. I'm Sam Elliott.
Hey, Sam. I'm Chester.
I'm Charles.
Howdy, strangers.
And that's Ryan.
I can't do it forever. I can't. Hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm sick, and my voice sounds... It sounds so good, though.
It does.
Doesn't it? Sultry, seductive.
Man, it's like butter in syrup.
I sound like
and
one
whiskey.
Of Marge Simpson's...
in one voice.
I sound like one of Marge Simpson's sisters.
Okay.
Butter, whiskey, and syrup on a waffle. Oof.
Actually, pretty good. I didn't have that before.
What, butter, whiskey and syrup?
Waffle.
Who puts whiskey on a waffle?
Whiskey on a waffle.
You make whiskey syrup, bro. You just throw some whiskey in there.
No, man.
Don't do it.
Whiskey goes in your coffee.
Well, yeah, it also goes in your coffee.
With maple syrup.
It also goes in your coffee, but you can also put it on your pancakes.
People put butter in their coffee, too.
Yeah, those people are they're fucking monsters.
Bulletproof coffee.
Yeah, man. It's really good.
Mark did it while he was on keto because you're supposed to have a lot of fat in your diet.
No sugar.
Look at that. I did keto for like 3 years. Look how good I look.
He put butter in his coffee or he put coconut oil?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like semen. It looked like he was mixing semen into his coffee. Might have been.
So here we are, episode 13.
Yep.
And it's time to do the year in review.
Year in review. Goodbye, 2017. Eat a dick.
I mean, everyone hates this year, so let's give it a... this button? That button.
Would you say 2017 was worse than 2016?
No, I think every fucking year is terrible, and people just remember the terrible, isn't it?
Bad shit
happens every year.
Would you rank them one after the other? Or
no.
Just all
every
same?
Fucking year is... Well,
yeah,
maybe.
What's the viewing order for these years?
Out of the last 2017 years...
I would do it in machete order.
Where would you put 2017? Machete order.
Oh, shit, dog. Why are we still making noises here?
Whoa.
Let's close Facebook because it makes noises.
Facebooking, bro?
Man, slide up in some DMs right now.
Oh, no. Sliding. So if I'm going to do machete order, that means I have to do what? 2017 is the worst? And then 2014, 15, 16?
Yeah, sure.
And then I would skip 2012 and then 2013 and 14.
Okay.
Right, but where... But
no, I think you would say 2014 and 15.
Okay.
All right.
Then you skip 2011 and go 12.
Okay.
And 13.
Okay.
Then 2016, 17, and on.
This is going to be the worst year ever. I just decided.
You know, I want to disagree, but fuck, maybe you're right.
I probably
it's going to be an eventful year, I think.
Oh, maybe it's a chance we don't even make it out of this fucking year.
I mean, right? Yeah. We might get nuked.
Right?
Right? Who knows?
Because it depends on whose button is bigger.
Right? Jesus. It's sad.
I think we're going to be
upside.
Okay.
For all those people that are like, man, I wish Fallout was real. Well,
there you go, man. Get
your saving your bottle caps.
Get your steampunk gear ready,
right?
Because it's time.
Right, save your bottle caps.
Your time is now.
Get your steampunk gear ready.
So
2017.
How do you want to start? Do you want to start with this bad beer? Do you want to just jump right into the year?
Let's start with the bad beer.
Yeah,
Ryan, would you like?
So let me give you a little backstory.
We're gonna start the year off.
So contrary to what the bottle might be telling you, that is not a Kirkland brand amber ale.
For those not viewing the show.
But it is handcrafted.
Yeah.
It is handcrafted.
It literally is in a Kirkland bottle. Kirkland is the
cocktail. It was handcrafted by me about 7 years ago. Oh, it's overflowing.
Oh,
it's overflowing.
This is going to be
great.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I was about to say, like, it's not liquid.
this is a double IPA I made about 7 years ago. And it's been sitting in my warm, dank back room. It hasn't even been cold.
So it's bottle conditioned, as they
say. Yeah. I had one a couple years ago, and you don't get it out of the bottom. Don't shake it up too much. There's a lot of trub down there.
A lot of trub?
Yeah, a lot of trub. A little bit of sediment.
That trub?
I'll take the most of the sediment. So it was a double IPA. And it already wasn't very good to begin with.
Son, it looks like fucking used oil.
Which is why I didn't finish it.
Did you fry like three batches of chicken in that shit?
It is thick.
Yeah. And
that's how I like my women.
This is probably going to poison us.
Dark and thick.
But I wanted to share a part of myself with you guys. Well, since you've given so much to me.
It can't get any worse than this.
I'm gonna give you so, Happy New Year.
2018 can't get any worse than what we're about to do to ourselves.
That's not bad. It just needed to age for about 7 years. It doesn't taste like anything.
Yo, it smells like A1.
Steak sauce.
It smells like A1.
Maybe I have the advantage because I'm sick and I can't taste anything. It just tasted like fizz.
It does. You pour this on a steak.
Yeah.
I should have saved them before I threw them away and marinated steak in them.
Yeah, dude.
There you go.
So how is it?
I can tell at one point there were a lot of hops in
this. Yeah, there were.
It kind of tastes like steak sauce.
That's nice. Mm. Yeah. This was a recipe I try to do myself, which I don't do very often, and you can tell why. Mm-hmm. I use other people's recipes. It didn't turn out very well, so I never finished them. Plus, it was way too strong at the time. It was around 10%, and I can't just sit there and pound those.
Shit, I can do that.
Yeah, enjoy. You don't have to finish them. I just wanted to give you a taste, because I feel like if you finish it, I'll probably have to take you to the hospital.
I really want, like, a T-bone right now.
Yeah, dude.
I got some New York strips in the freezer.
Yeah, I spilled some on the computer and the table here, so I get to smell that.
It honestly probably jumped out of the glass.
It's a very real possibility.
We're free!
It slid out.
You freed the people of the Bottle City of Candor.
Well, I'm going to finish that because that's what we do when we drink bad beers.
You're a big, strong man.
We finish them. There's floaties in there. It is. I give you the one with the least sediment, Charles.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Mine looks like a swamp.
It does.
Yeah. It seriously looks like a rainy mud puddle.
It does, in fact, look like something that a science experiment would be conducted.
Yeah, it looks like motor oil. That's primordial ooze. That's where how life started on Earth.
Tastes like steak sauce.
So, it's been a couple of weeks. Ryan, why don't you tell us about your trip to Taiwan?
Oh, yeah. I haven't been on the air since I went to Taiwan.
Yeah, we opened a hole in space and time, and we managed to get all three of us here.
That's right.
It was okay. Chester, what have you been up to?
No big deal.
Hanging out.
So, I got to go to Taiwan for work.
Got to or had to?
Yes. I could have denied it, but why not go?
Whoever denied it. Supplied it.
That's well, right.
When they told you that you were going, they said that you can't deny it.
No.
Because you're a fucking rider.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No.
You don't want to fuck with me.
No.
No?
Got bags in the trunk with me?
Mm.
No.
So tell us about the trip.
I thought he was going to keep going.
He was. He was.
So, it was the longest plane ride I've been on yet. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It was absolutely horrifying. If you haven't flown internationally, it's both awesome and horrifying at the same time. So,
yeah, that was like, what, a good 10-hour flight, maybe? Something like that? 12? 14?
Total or just the one flight?
Total.
30 hours.
Oh, that's both ways. Okay, so one way.
One way was 30 hours.
Does that include any layover?
That doesn't
time?
Even make sense.
I flew from here to San Francisco. San Francisco to China, and then from China back to Taiwan.
Okay. Okay.
So 30 hours plane time, not layovers included.
Oh, 30 hours of plane time. It was, how long to get to San Francisco? An hour or two. It wasn't that long.
Yeah.
But then the flight to get there was like,
that's a long flight.
It was about 20 hours.
Well, Jesus Christ.
I spent like a whole day on an airplane.
You had to circle the flat Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, no. You don't circle it. You're really just kind of hovering, and you're waiting for the Earth to spin around.
That works.
So,
yeah. I legit, as a kid, I remember asking my mom,
Do clouds move, or do they stay in place and the earth moves underneath them? Because I was like obsessed with the idea that okay. the earth moved. I asked her the same thing about cars. Two cars stay in one place and the earth spins underneath them.
Okay.
Wow. He may not be much, but he's all ours. So that was a long ass flight. And then from China to Taiwan was like an hour. And they served us another meal, by the way. They served us two meals going over the ocean.
Damn.
And son. You go up by like Alaska and back down. You don't go straight across the ocean.
Oh, okay. That yeah. would make sense.
And so we pretty much skirted the coastline all the way around and a whole bunch of meals.
Really? Wow.
But if you haven't flown internationally, liquor is free.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I tried to get drunk. And I tried to fall asleep. Neither of those things happened because they didn't come around often enough because they tried to make nap time. So they turned the fucking lights off and they stopped bringing beers. So I had to get up a couple of times and go in the back, like, excuse me, are you still serving drinks? Like, I'm not ready for nap time. Like, right. It's 5 o'clock at home.
Right. I'm not putting my head down.
It's happy teacher. Hour.
Yeah. So I spent a lot of time in the bathroom stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stretching? You mean yeah. jelking?
Jelking.
Jesus.
It killed my back, absolutely. Like, I still have pain in my back from it. It was so fucking bad.
You were joking that hard?
Yeah. Really
the joker over here.
Yeah. I don't think I did it right. I shouldn't have done those advanced techniques. Went around the back Batman's through the legs.
The oh, okay. Yeah, the East Bay.
So they set me up in a pretty decent hotel, surprisingly. Had a bar. Very nice. It was attached to a mall.
Oh, and I know you like malls.
I love malls. Well, I love walking around
you
malls.
Live next to the Chandler Mall.
Yeah, I go
these are all the
time. Makings
for like a good random like get it and quit it, bro.
So I wandered around the mall a little bit, did some people watching. They've yeah. never seen a big fat white guy with a beard.
What's the age of consent in Taiwan?
I didn't ask.
Hanging out in the mall, bro. That's a good time to ask.
You know, that made the Santa Claus joke I was about to ask very, very odd. Thanks.
Fat man
people
with a beard?
People were fucking just like staring. Like little kids, like they were so confused. Because people don't have beards there. They just can't grow facial
well,
hair.
They can't, yeah.
Like even like the place I was working, we have a clean room. And I'm like, well, can I go in the clean room with Mike? Where's your guys' beard covers? We don't have beard covers here. Nobody has a beard.
What?
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm not going in the clean room then.
Well, have fun in there, guys.
Wear a white sheet over your head? Or
I didn't go in the clean room.
Charles got that joke.
Oh,
the Grand yeah. Cyclops.
Racism light.
Diet racism.
Or diet racism.
Jesus Christ.
So the bar in the hotel was sweet. Mm-hmm. Met a couple of people there. They were very nice. The bartenders there were cool. One of the bartenders
are usually
yeah,
cool.
took us out for pizza, yeah. showed us a pizza nice. Place. Really good pizza. Like even by American standards. Like if it was here, I would buy it again.
Huh. Oh, shit.
Super right. surprised that it was good pizza. What else? Oh, the other bartender, she entered a contest for Bacardi, mm-hmm. and she made up a drink or some shit, and yeah. she's like the Asian region champion for okay. for huh. Bacardi and like second in the world. So, world-class bartending.
Wow. Yeah, this is a true story. It is world-class bartending.
World-class. Wow.
And did you try the drink she made?
Your first beer was free. No, because it looked horrifying.
Like that beer you're drinking.
Like what? Like this? They're here? No. It was some kind of mixed drink, and then she would take like a cinnamon stick and like light it on fire and place it next to it like a fucking incense stick. And what? It was supposed to be a whole experience.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, just give me one of them Taiwan beers.
Yeah, that or can you put some A1 in it?
Yeah, can you put some A1 in it? That's what I'm used to at home. I did have some nachos there because I was just like, I've been living off of fucking noodles.
Were you here that time I put steak sauce in my Bloody Mary on accident?
Yeah, I was here.
I thought it was Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, you thought it was extra thick Worcestershire sauce.
Well, I was pouring it, and I'm like, this is real thick. What the fuck? Nope. How old is this Worcestershire? Oh, it's steak sauce.
Oh, yeah. You got to drink it now.
Yep.
I had some nachos while I was there because I was missing some Mexican food. And it's a pile of nacho cheese Doritos. With like 4 jalapenos and some salsa on top of it.
Those were the Done. Nachos you ordered?
Nachos.
All right.
Delicious.
You ordered that.
And I ordered
that's
that.
That's what they brought.
That's what they brought. That's their nachos in Taiwan. Nacho cheese Doritos, yeah.
I mean, I'm cool with your nachos starting with nacho cheese Doritos. I mean,
no.
Cheese on cheese, bro.
No, that's they should it should taste like nachos, not have to start with nacho cheese
no,
chips.
No. I'm saying like you should do like regular nachos. but just use nacho cheese Doritos.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like yeah. the Doritos Locos Tacos.
No, those are the worst, and I fucking hate them. And I got a box yesterday at Taco Bell, and I was so fucking mad about it because I didn't realize there was one of those in there.
That is the angriest I've ever seen any one person get over a taco.
Because they're fucking up so Mexican food. Just give me a goddamn tortilla.
Oh, no. Taco Bell's not Mexican.
There's
food.
An important question.
Taco Bell is American.
What
food.
Flavor Doritos Loco was it? Nacho cheesy?
Just the nacho one. Yeah.
They got spicy nacho cheese Doritos.
Oh, yeah? Do they got a cool ranch one?
Yeah, they do.
Like, really? A cool ranch nacho or cheese shell? Whatever.
Yeah, they got Fuck a cool off. Ranch one. They got a cool ranch one, yeah.
All right, I'll try it like that.
That don't was the original.
No,
was
don't
cool
do
ranch.
It. No, the original was nacho cheese.
I thought Cool Ranch was the original.
No, original was nacho cheese. Then they came out with the Cool Ranch, which you should never have. It's fucking disgusting. And then...
Now they have the fire.
Yeah, the spicy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taco Bell, man. Get some. Get you some.
So I worked a little bit.
Hey, Lebo's in the chat.
Oh, yeah, you know this guy.
I do.
I was there for 10 days. I worked for about 3 hours.
All right.
The rest of the time, I sat around the facility and smoked. Did dude, nothing.
Yeah.
This sounds like a winner, bro.
He's a good kind of tourist.
Yeah. Watched YouTube.
Just sits around and drinks.
Well, this was at work. I didn't do anything. I just sat there watching YouTube videos.
Yeah, 42 hours of overtime. For
42
that.
Hours of overtime.
Wait,
yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong line of work.
They pay me a lot right? to go over there. Overall, it was a positive experience. Now that I know some people, if I have to go back, I'm like, hey, I'm coming back. Let's plan some stuff to do. So,
yeah. You're going back? Take me with you.
No, I said, if I go back.
Take me with you.
If Tainan is more of an industrial type place. If you want to see do stuff, Tainan. You got to go up to Taipei.
You said Tainan just now.
I did. And that's the city in Taiwan. Oh, Tainan, Taiwan. Yeah.
I thought you just mispronounced Taiwan.
Nope. No.
Now,
that's
I'm
why
the
I said city.
Jeez, get some culture about you.
Ignorant American.
Racism, light.
Overall, it's a pretty cool place. I would go back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you taller than everybody?
Oh, yeah. I was way taller than everybody.
That's such a good feeling.
And you know what? I saw a lot of... there was a lot of like Chinese like businessmen there. Mm-hmm. And they're taller, which is weird.
Chinese people are taller than Taiwanese people.
Yeah. Huh. And Japanese people.
It's that island life, you know? You just
Yeah, you don't need to get very big.
Right.
Yeah, man.
There's not a lot of room to grow. So.
The mainlanders, they get all huge.
Yeah.
Like Mao. Uh-huh.
Like Mao.
Mao is a giant.
See those paintings? 50 feet tall.
Living that chairman lifestyle, bro.
Oh. Right? They have to build a special chair.
Yeah. Well, he's also
for that
like,
man.
An actual chair. He's a chairman.
I was... He's a chairman.
So yeah, so I'm back now. First thing I did is I went and got a burrito. I hit.
See, now my roommate's idea of opening a Mexican food restaurant in Japan
well,
sounds
probably,
pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it does
right?
sound pretty good
because the Mexican food oh. in Asia,
oh okay, is
sorely lacking.
Yeah, it's all nacho cheese Doritos. Like I hit LAX, got a burger, and then I got here, and John was still awake, or I don't remember how why John was still. Oh, because it was like 3 p.m. and he just got off work. And he went and got some burritos for us. And I'm like, oh, God, so, so good. It's the best burrito I ever had. So good.
Anything New Year's or Christmas related that you
no,
want to touch on? You've been sick?
Hung out with the family on Christmas. Mm-hmm. New Year's, I got sick. Mm-hmm. I'm still fighting that. Went to the casino, won a little bit of money, then spent it on my way out. So, yeah, it's been going real good. Real good. How about you?
Me? Let's see. I got this shirt for Christmas.
All right.
Charles?
I also, my parents clearly don't listen to the podcast.
Because
every year for Christmas and my birthday, I get GameStop gift cards from my family. So I've just been saving them up. I got $125 worth of GameStop. GameStop's already got that money, so...
You might as well use them.
I'm going to save it up for a while longer and probably get a PS4 or something.
Do they expire ever?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Do they do that shitty thing where they start charging you if you haven't used it?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's... Visa does that, the gift cards, but no. I logged on and checked the balance. They were all... I had five of them. They're all $25. They
charge you $5 on each card every time you check the balance.
Fuck you, GameStop. That wouldn't surprise me.
It would, yeah. Well, you know.
Pieces of shit.
I'm proud of you, and I'm happy you're here.
Thanks, man. It's good to be here. It's good to be back. Charles?
Yeah, I did nothing interesting.
No? No big news?
No? How was your holiday?
It was all right. It's the first holiday that I actually spent with people in a while, so that happens.
Like anyone other than your girlfriend?
Yeah, even then, like, that's why I go hang out with her family, so I just hang out by myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, where's your family?
All back east, bro.
Oh, why don't you go back east?
I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Fuck that. It's cold.
Ohio? Are they all in Ohio? Or
no, Virginia. East?
Virginia.
Damn. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I had to have dinner with my girlfriend and her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's fun.
I spent Christmas with my parents.
That sounds fun. Mm. I spent Christmas absolutely alone.
We watched Force Awakens.
Yeah?
Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah, that was a waste of time.
John was out in the desert. My parents left Christmas Day, so I just spent Christmas alone. It was nice.
Mm.
Watched Die Hard. Jerked off. Real nice.
So it's a regular day then?
Yeah, it was like a regular day.
Like, any watch Die Hard while jerking
I off. Usually watch Lethal Weapon while I jerk off, though.
So oh,
it's Christmas. I switched it up.
Okay. Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. It's Christmas. Although Lethal Weapon also takes place on Christmas, too. So.
Yeah. It's a Shane Black joint.
Lebo asked why I'm so anti GameStop.
GameStop?
Because GameStop can eat a fucking dick.
Yeah.
No, GameStop does not give. I'll start out 2018 by all ranting right. about fucking
Here we
GameStop.
Go. Here we go. There you go.
Now, fuck GameStop, because they don't give a flying fuck about their customers. They do everything they can to make money and fuck the consumers.
Yeah. So
fuck GameStop.
They treat their employees like shit?
They treat their employees like shit. They
treat us like
they
shit?
They treat the companies whose products they sell like shit, because, what, they push used stuff, because that's 100% profit for them.
Yeah.
They don't have to pay the companies. So there's a number of reasons why I fucking hate GameStop and don't want them to make any money.
Also, just walk inside of GameStop, bro. Like, fuck.
The employees there,
fuck.
While getting fucked by the company, are also some pretty shitty people.
Would you like to do a pre-order?
Right?
Like, walking into a GameStop...
Do you want to buy video game insurance? Like, what?
Is almost as skeevy as walking into a Walmart. Where it's like...
Oh, dude, I went to Walmart the other day. It made me so sad. Dude, I needed a... My fucking... I ripped the... band off my watch.
Yeah.
So I have another watch, but the battery died.
Deliberately?
No. I caught it on a shelf and just like ripped it off.
Hey man, it was a hazard of Die Hard jerking, bro. It happens.
So I was like, well, how I have this fucking tan line, so I have to wear a watch all the time now. And like, well, I'll get a battery. So I went to Walmart and stood at that fucking jewelry counter for, I swear to God, 20 minutes.
Hold on. You have to wear a watch to cover up your tan line from wearing a watch?
Look at it.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Cover that up. That is gross.
What is wrong with you?
Then I went to Batteries Plus. Guess what? Got a watch and a watch battery in 30 seconds. It was awesome.
Go to a tanning salon and get that.
Get the sting kit. Just put my hand in the thing.
Get that taken care of.
Spot tan it.
So, all right, boys.
Speaking of 2017.
Where do you want to start? Games? Movies?
Well,
music?
I mean,
I don't really listen to music. I mean, Lich King came out with an album. Either. It was pretty good.
Actually, there was a lot of good music that came out last year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we don't listen to hip-hop.
Disappointment?
Why has it got to be hip-hop automatically, bro?
I don't know. Because of my diet racism.
Nah, man, I think that was Racism Classic, bro.
Racism Classic. The Banquet Racism.
Let's start with, video games, because at the start of 2017, we were a video game podcast.
It's true. Oh, that was a big thing that happened in 2017.
Yeah,
we changed our whole shit.
Rebranded ourselves.
Rebranded. By the way, I wanted to mention that. If you are a Twitter follower or a YouTube human... all that shit is done as far as Casual Cowards goes. Mm-hmm. By the time you listen to this, I'm just going to have a sticky tweet up there leading you to our new Twitter page, and we will no longer be posting videos on the YouTube.
Yeah, I'll probably just start forwarding the old website to the new one, too.
Because
for a while I was posting the new episodes.
I gave everyone plenty of time to jump ship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a couple months.
You've been warned.
It's time to move over. It's time to
It's 2018,
get into the
man.
Future,
it's
man.
It's time to fucking move on.
Yeah.
Moveon.org. That's our new website. Not really. Nofunshow.com. Charles will spit up that awful beer. Was that because of my joke or because the beer is terrible?
Yes.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So yeah. Now that we just, it's, you guys are no fun.
Yeah.
That's who we are now.
You guys are no fun. Nofunshow.com. At the No Fun Show on Twitter, on Facebook, it's the No Fun Show.
I don't know. Google us. You'll find us.
You can find us on YouTube by searching for You Guys Are No Fun, which we're still youtube.com/casualcowards.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's going to go away.
You're going to fix that?
Cool. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Do that thing.
So with that in mind, go ahead and back to where you were starting. Back to where you were starting.
Best video game news of the year? I mean, the Switch was a pretty huge deal.
That was the first big thing. That was in January.
And it was a surprise how successful it was. Because Nintendo, in the past, I've always told Nintendo to eat a dick because they treat their consumers like shit as well. But the Switch really fucking took off. It's been a huge success. So,
yeah.
Congratulations. Hit that clapping.
That's a huge win for a multitasker.
There it is.
Being able to sell some game systems while eating dicks.
Right?
Yeah, man. They're good at that.
They are good at that because the SNES Classic was also a success. They actually made enough.
Yeah, they did.
So that was good.
Maybe they're learning from their past mistakes.
That was good. It's like, oh, wait, people want to buy the products that we make.
People off.
No shit, Nintendo.
Well, because people are buying them up.
Why would you make
and selling them on eBay and making a huge profit when Nintendo could just make more and make a profit?
Yeah,
dude. That first weekend that they were out, the SNES Classics, that shit was fucking insane.
Yeah,
dude. So I belong to that Nintendo Traders group, and everyone like every week, like, hey, they got them over here on like 35th Avenue and Thunderbird. Like, you guys need to just stop posting because seriously, like every fucking store has them.
Everyone who wants one already has one.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, and that's good.
It's not rare at this point.
It's very good that happened.
Or Nintendo cereal.
Right?
That's a thing.
Oh, yeah, they did come out with
the cereal. They have Amiibos in them or something. So people are buying them all up.
Yeah.
By the fucking... I saw pictures. People were buying them in a fucking case, like a box full.
Yeah, cause just to get those Amiibos.
I guess.
Yeah, so...
or sell them online.
I'm going to file a motion here. Maybe Nintendo needs to stop eating dicks. Maybe Nintendo fans need to start eating those dicks.
Maybe they need to stop eating Nintendo's dick.
Ooh.
Get off Nintendo's dick.
So we need now to specify which dicks they're eating.
Because, I mean, it's kind of a human centipede kind of thing going on. Nintendo's eating dick. Their fans are eating their dick. Everyone's, it's like
a dick or a burro.
I mean, at least no one's going to bed.
Exactly. Thank you.
No one's going to bed hungry.
It's an oral burro.
It's an each one feed one situation.
It's an oral burro.
Oh, man.
It's exactly what it is. So, yeah. Nintendo fans, I mean, just consumers in general, video game consumers. Companies like GameStop and Nintendo wouldn't get away with this shit if you didn't let them.
Yeah, the true story.
Like,
if we're going to use that as a bridge here, because, man, fucking microtransactions.
Oh, fuck the microtransactions.
Fucking things are in every fucking thing this year.
It has gotten so fucking absolutely out of control.
And, dude, like, everybody bitches and complains about how annoying they are. Stop fucking buying them. Everybody's like, oh, this is annoying. But then, like, a week later, well, I spent like $5 on it. So,
right. The loot crates, it's gambling. You don't know if you're going to get anything good. You could get garbage.
Yeah.
But you're going to spend that money just for the chance? You're stupid.
Yeah. You're a fucking idiot.
I'd rather go actually gamble.
Right?
Because you could win actual money.
Actual money.
Which you could then.
And not just a leather.
You could lose
leather
actual
doublet.
Money, which you're going to do with
but then you can get that money and then come home. And spend it on some loot boxes, bro.
Yeah, and some microtransactions.
There you go.
You never know what you're going to
get. Some loot.
That's right.
Spend on some loot boxes.
God.
That's the kind of Ouroboros we want.
Right? Yeah. I want the loot crates that give me the in-game currency to buy more loot crates.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's the Ouroboros.
Exactly.
Everything comes back around to suck its own dick.
Dude, but yeah, it's so fucking annoying, man. Mm-hmm. Or like, I don't know, like the only game that I play on a serious basis that has a ton of microtransactions in it is Destiny 2. And even then, like, they're pretty at least from my standpoint, they're pretty light-handed with it.
Yeah.
Like, there is absolutely no need for me to ever spend money. But there are folks that want to soak up everything about this game, and there are some items that are new that get added whenever they put an update in, and it's like, all right, well,
I need this now. I don't want to work for it. I need it now.
Well,
it's
they're
my
all
money, and I want it now.
But they're all shit that doesn't really matter. So, like, with Destiny,
like a new
every
dance move or something.
Yeah, like there's a new dance move, or like there's new armor that doesn't actually improve your character, but it looks different.
Cosmetic shit.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, that shit can stay over there, man.
I mean, I'm okay with them offering those things.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Offer it.
Because offering the things that make you better than other people for money, yeah, pay to win.
That's fucking terrible.
Fuck that. And fuck EA. Throw that in there. EA, putting the EA in, eat a dick.
Yeah, holy shit.
But for the cosmetic stuff, I mean, if you are someone who needs to look good in your virtual avatar, then by all means, buy the virtual.
Yeah, do you, man?
Cosmetic shit. But when it's pay to win, that's when I get upset.
Yeah, it's lame.
Yeah, well, that's like GTA, like just like Destiny. You can buy all the new shit. Mm-hmm. Or you can just work for it.
Yeah,
that's what we do. We never really have a problem.
Yeah,
like just
that's the fun of the game.
Yeah, like,
having this stuff is not fun.
Like even when people do get the cool new thing, they're not necessarily always going to kill you. Like there's a way around it.
Yeah,
just be better or faster and aim better,
or switch servers,
or switch servers, right?
That's what we usually do.
But usually that involves hackers.
Yeah.
They're usually the worst. Or when there's like 75 people and they all have fucking like jets or tanks or some bullshit. Everyone's in a fucking...
Everyone trolling each other and yeah.
Yeah.
We're just trying to make that virtual paper.
That's right.
So we can buy that shit.
So what else happened this year? You were talking about this earlier and I kind of was zoned out. But ZeniMax got $500 million for the... IP suit against Oculus?
Yeah, so ZeniMax has been suing Oculus for a while. It all stems around John Carmack. So John Carmack used to work at id, which is a ZeniMax property. And John Carmack is maybe the world's most massive fucking nerd.
Word.
The man lives to just code new things. Like back in the day when,
God bless him,
when Doom, Quake, and everything else came out, he would literally just play around with it. Like, each game used to ship famously with, I forget what it was called, things like plan.txt or something like that.
Yeah.
We would literally just keep, like, a running record of him developing the engine for the game.
Yeah.
Or a famous story is when he came up with the idea for, like, network multiplayer. He would literally sit there with two computers right next to each other on the same network. On one, he would the keyboard and move the eye left and then go back to the other computer and see how long it took to actually, like, show up so we could work on the netcode. Like, that's how dedicated this dude is to this shit.
That's awesome.
So his new fascination is VR. Mm-hmm. And ZeniMax was kind of playing around with it, didn't really see it as a real platform. Meanwhile, Oculus was kind of developing themselves and eventually ends up getting bought by Facebook. Well, he was really interested in leaving and going to Oculus because that's what would basically help him pursue his new goals. Because
he wants the hot new thing.
Well, yeah.
That's
and
the guy he is.
And at this point, the guy isn't really interested in making games. He's more interested in technology. So he developed a couple things for VR while he was a ZeniMax employee and took all that shit with him when he went to Oculus. Well, as almost any company would do, any IP that's developed on their time or using their tools belongs to them. Mm-hmm. So that's what they sued them over. So they sued them over that, and somehow Palmer Luckey got involved into with being Palmer Luckey. And the side effect here, on top of basically Facebook having to hand over $500 million, is that Palmer Luckey just got wiped the fuck off the face of the earth. That motherfucker is gone.
Do they rub him out?
He's alive.
How do you know? Is he living in that embassy with what's his face?
Julian Assange.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. But yeah, doesn't work at Facebook anymore. Not involved with Oculus. Like, that motherfucker is gone.
Huh.
Which is weird.
Just vanished. Erased.
Well, it was coming. I mean,
yeah.
In the year prior, in 2016, he kind of revealed that he had some unorthodox political beliefs.
Yeah. Well, speaking of erased, Let's talk quickly about PewDiePie.
Jesus Christ.
I love the Pewds. He's such a disaster. He's so much fun.
Had a rough year.
No, man, that meant he just had a rough summer.
He's a fucking millionaire from playing video games online. Like,
yeah,
I do not feel bad for that douchebag. I've never liked him. I've always thought he was just obnoxious and over the top.
Okay,
but kids love that shit.
Yeah.
But apparently, what people don't love is the racism. What?
I just thought about that. He is loud, annoying, like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And that's why fucking kids like him.
Yeah.
Fucking kids, man. Fucking SpongeBob.
Truth. You're absolutely right.
This might be the greatest revelation of all time.
PewDiePie is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Motherfucker.
But more racist.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to read this sentence that I read you guys earlier from the Kotaku article here. Remember when YouTube megastar PewDiePie made a messed up joke about killing Jews, got dropped by both Disney and YouTube's premium service as a result, apologized for it while also starting a blood feud with the Wall Street Journal, swore off making Nazi jokes, went ahead and called someone a nigger on a stream, then apologized for that? Remember? Yeah. Remember when he did that? It was like all within a month.
Yeah, dude, that maybe pretty fucking impressive.
Look, maybe he put all his money into Bitcoin.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't doing so hot. You know, I wasn't having a good month.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, is he still have a channel, or is he fucking done on YouTube?
He still has a channel.
He's really not on their premium service. Like, he's not.
He still has a regular YouTube.
Yeah.
He's not monetizing.
All right, I'm going to go look him up.
No, he still monetizes videos.
To see if he still...
With YouTube Red, they developed all these like original shows, and he had a show on there.
Let's see.
They canceled the fuck.
6 hours ago, and it already has 484,000 views. I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Jesus, 6 hours, 484,000 views.
It's like a fucking cult, bro.
We got 5 people watching right now.
That's close.
Two of them are you guys.
I mean, we're close. It's down to 4 now. Somebody didn't like us talking shit about PewDiePie.
I like PewDiePie.
I'm boycotting you guys.
Guys, I don't appreciate that. PewDiePie wouldn't like it.
He was having a rough day.
Hey, man, it was the heat of the moment.
PewDiePie is my favorite.
It was a heated gaming moment. Everybody does it.
It's our impression of PewDiePie fans.
they all sound like Strong Sad. Right? I said consummate views.
You know, I was really hoping that the pewd would go down, but... Well, I guess not. Oh, I sneezed on this screen. Fucking gross.
That's nasty.
Oh, that is nasty. Get that shit off of there. Ew, it's all slimy.
Yeah.
He made my eat a dick list in 2017.
Yeah.
Probably 2016. But, yeah.
He might have, like, a permanent spot, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He can always eat a dick as far as we're concerned.
Oh, yeah. Like, if this was an old Italian restaurant that bragged about the people that are always welcome, that motherfucker's right there next to Frank Sinatra.
He'd have a table in the corner that no one else is allowed to sit at, just in case he comes in to eat some dicks.
No, you can't sit there. That's PewDiePie's table.
Yeah. Hey, just in case Pew wants to come in and eat a dick, you know? He can come in there at any moment.
Got
to
make sure he feels welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, him.
Excuse me, I think he's right next to Andrew Dice Clay's table.
Oh, man. PewDiePie, eat all the dicks.
Here's something that happened later in the year that we were real mad about, and then we never talked about it again. IGN bought the Humble Bundle, and then I never heard anything after that.
They said they were going to let them just carry on.
So they just wanted the money out of it? Apparently they're not doing anything to it.
Who fucking knows?
I haven't heard any bad news out of it.
IGN's pretty hands-off with their acquisitions.
They just want to get a little bit of that cheddar.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're trying to get some of that goodwill, bro.
Hmm.
Because much like a lot of people in 2017, they fired everybody in that bitch.
They fired everybody.
Everybody. Bruh. Like.
Wait, at Humble Bundle or IGN?
At IGN. They just fired a motherfucker like this week.
Really?
Yeah. For sexual harassment?
And of course it was, because it's 2017. It's the year of whipping your dick out.
Bro, like. Like, fam, like. Basically, you need to get a non-disclosure agreement and, like, shit signed in triplicate these days. Yeah. Just to make sure.
Right?
Because that shit will come back on you.
You need consent.
That's why Chester has all them dirty ass texts. Mm-hmm. You're like, no, look at, oh, that's evidence. Fucked up. And then the judge will be like, oh, shit, no.
Oh, she said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, it's, okay. No, that's fucked up. No, you're good to go.
I got you. Protect yourself, man.
Right?
Yeah.
I've got evidence. She laughed out loud.
Right. Your Honor, if she didn't want my thumb in her butt,
she wouldn't have LOL'd.
What was LOL supposed to mean? And if I can enter Exhibit B, smiley face.
I sent that bitch a smiley face. Bitches love smiley faces.
And I see that she responded in kind.
Right. Uh-huh. What am I supposed to do? Mm. What am I supposed to do, Your Honor?
Your Honor.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
But no, it's, wow. Everyone's pulling their dick out. Can we stop doing that now?
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I mean, I knew Hollywood was scummy as fuck.
Yeah, man.
But I didn't realize it's that bad.
Bro, like,
it's probably
insane.
Even worse than that.
You're probably right.
And nobody listened to Corey. Poor Corey.
Corey Feldman.
You know, no one listened to him. You, years ago, he tried to tell you.
He did.
Mm-hmm. And nobody listened.
Damn, son.
And now Corey Haim is dead.
Well, nobody.
So many people could have not gotten K-Pax.
Nobody listens to the victims. That's one of the problems with America. Is people
especially
don't
when
speak
it's
out.
Like rich people or famous people. They're like, yeah. Oh, Kevin Spacey would have never exposed himself to a young boy. Like, I don't know, man.
I don't know, buddy. I don't know.
Evidence is stacking up.
I mean, to be fair, he's clearly pretty good at falsifying his identity. I've seen The Usual Suspects.
Right?
That's a documentary, buddy.
And
it's a documentary?
What's the one where he...
I got Kaiser Soze.
Right?
American Beauty?
Yeah, it's like that, but with a teenage boy instead of a teenage girl. Yeah.
Nah, that one doesn't count because he doesn't fuck her in the end. He backs out.
Right, but he fantasizes about her, hit on her.
Yeah.
She backed out.
No, she wanted it.
Oh,
he
that's
backed
right.
Out.
That's right.
Anyway. He backed out and then got shot. Spoilers for
by
the 20-year-old.
Spoiler alert.
By the gay neighbor who was turned down because he was too old.
Plot twist.
Thought he was fucking his son. Probably more accurate.
Right?
Yeah.
No, he.
The dad thought.
To be honest,
he didn't think he was fucking his son.
No.
Yeah. Did he?
Thought he was. There was that scene where.
What the fuck are we talking about?
American Beauty, bro.
Come on. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
It's a fucking 20-year-old movie.
All right.
Time to move on.
Hashtag moveon.org. Visit our website.
Moveon.org.
Oh, man. So I got a real question, man.
Yeah. All right, what's up?
Do you think somewhere in, like, I don't know, fucking New York or something, Woody Allen is sitting there like, I don't exist. You guys don't know me. No.
Well, I hope nobody brings this up again.
Like, that motherfucker has to be sweating, man.
Right?
Bro, they're getting motherfuckers just for sending text messages.
Yeah.
Text messages.
Yeah.
Or even like fucking Louis, he's just jerking off in front of people. He didn't even do anything to anyone. He just jerked off.
Well, he trapped people and made them watch.
No. Watch me jerk off.
It was a power thing.
If I had a nickel for every single time that I trapped someone in a room and made watch me jerk off.
How many nickels would you have?
I'd have a shit ton of nickels. A
shit ton?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wish that nickel arcade still existed. Remember that? Wonderland Nickel Arcade?
No.
Mesa?
Man, no. I lived in Sholo.
I had some birthday parties there, dude. Every video game.
We had one arcade in Sholo.
Not familiar with it.
No, and it was a quarter arcade. And I got mugged. I got mugged out back by some fucking high schoolers for like $2.50.
$2.50.
I think I told this story before. And then I was walking home fucking crying because I just got beat up by some high schoolers. For my $2.50. And my aunt drives by with my grandma in the car.
And laughed at you and pointed?
Well, no, pretty much. Because my aunt was like, oh, there's Ryan. Let's pick him up. And I had like hair down in my ass at the time. And my grandma's like, that's not Ryan. That's a little girl.
Oh. Damn, son.
And they just kept on driving while I cried and walked home. 10, maybe.
Right? Your grandma's like, my grandson ain't a bitch.
He wouldn't be crying walking down the street.
Right?
Like some homo.
No grandson of mine's going to cry like a bitch.
He's going to lock a bitch in a room and jack off.
Here's a nickel.
Doing you proud, Grandma.
Yeah, Grandma's the one paying you those nickels.
Was it the chest bump and the piece? Or yeah. Was it jazz out too much?
In the full-on Sammy Sosa.
2017. Good.
I got abandoned by my family, which I got mugged at the fucking arcade. So fuck arcades.
Any other video game stuff from 2017? I mean,
a lot of games came out. Yeah. I mean, obviously Zelda came out, which I haven't played.
There was Andromeda.
Andromeda, I fucking loved. I think that's probably my favorite game of 2017.
You're one of the few people that likes that game, man.
I beat it twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I'm very concerned about what it means about Dragon Age, though.
Why is that?
Well, basically they had it set up so that one cycle would be for Mass Effect, another cycle would be for Dragon Age. And I was hoping that they would announce another Dragon Age game, maybe around E3 this year, but I don't know, man. Maybe not.
I think, are we not sick of Dragon Age yet?
Nah, man. These games are fun.
All right.
And they don't come out that often.
I only played one, and I wasn't into it.
Yeah? Which one did you play?
Was there one called Origins or something like that?
The first one?
Was that the first one?
Yeah.
What, did you just start off getting eaten by rats?
Well, that's how every
RPGs. They just all start off getting beat by rats. It was annoying. All I did was kill rats.
In the dungeon.
That's how it works, man. So that's the one. It's almost like first person, right?
It's a fantasy RPG trope.
But it's first person. Is that Dragon Age?
No, Skyrim.
That's Skyrim.
No, not Skyrim, but Oblivion.
Oblivion. That's what I didn't like. That's the one with the O.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I didn't like. All right. Maybe I didn't play Dragon Age.
Starts with a no.
Okay. Maybe I didn't play Dragon Age.
Yeah, just don't play Dragon Age 2. That one's not good.
Okay, well, maybe I won't play any of them.
All right.
Fair enough.
Well, then.
Speaking of Origins, though, Assassin's Creed Origins.
Haven't played it yet.
Haven't finished the story.
There's so much going on.
It's a good game.
It is. Charles?
Yeah, I can't believe I said that.
You whispered it.
Yeah.
You weren't here when we talked about him liking the game, were you?
No, but I knew. Mm-hmm. I think it was in the text in the group.
Sam Elliott knows everything.
Charles had to eat some crow when he admitted that he liked an Assassin's Creed game.
It only took about 8.
That was my highlight for 2017. It's Charles admitting he liked an Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
Agents of Mayhem is fun. I'm glad they're still doing those games. They're not like huge sellers, but they're still fun.
Yeah.
South Park, I was on sale on Thursday and I didn't get it.
Same.
I missed the sale and I went to go buy it today.
I haven't finished Assassin's Creed and I haven't finished Shadow of War, so I don't want to buy another game.
If it's on sale, I'll buy it.
I did buy Final Fantasy X Remastered and have been playing that.
You're the worst.
Nerd.
That's my favorite Final Fantasy. And it's on PC now and I love it.
That one?
Yes.
10, huh?
And every time Titus fucking talks, I'm like, God, I could do that so much better. I could voice act that character so much less obnoxiously. Anybody could.
I couldn't.
So the one that's basically just the Sixth Sense, that's the one you want?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's my favorite one, man.
Oh, shit, it is the Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
I love the Sphere Grid. I think that was the coolest.
That was a pretty good level system.
And what else was I
Kimari. You love Kimari.
Kimari, just such a dynamic character.
With all of his grunts and arm crossing.
But also the fact that, like, the class system. That was the first RPG that I played where I really understood the class system. It made sense. They really spoon-fed it to you. They're like, they kind of force you to learn, oh, this character is best suited for this type of enemy. And I like that you can just swap out characters in the middle of a battle.
Okay.
It's like, oh, I'm fighting a flying enemy. I need Waka. I need my ranger. Oh, I'm fighting an elemental, you know, and magic enemy. I need my black mage. Like, you just swap them out.
Okay. And then don't forget about them titties.
Them Lulu?
Yeah. Yeah.
She did have titties.
Yeah, she sure did. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like a shelf.
So they were...
She just comes out.
Angle?
Hexagonal.
She's carrying that mog, and he's got a beer sitting up on top of it.
Jesus.
My ears are all filled with fluid.
Speaking of 2017, Final Fantasy X.
You're right. Game of the year.
Get it.
What is your game of the year, Chester?
Assassin's Creed.
Origins. Assassin's Creed.
Absolutely.
Charles.
I honestly don't know. I don't think I'm going to have one.
Really? There wasn't a game you enjoyed more than the rest?
Assassin's Creed Origins.
No, not Assassin's Creed.
Mass Effect.
Not Assassin's Creed.
Mass Effect.
Like, if I'm just going off of straight playtime, it actually might be Mass Effect. Yeah.
See,
sank a lot of time in.
I'm going to say Mass Effect. That means Mass Effect wins Game of the Year.
Boom, done.
Fuck you guys.
Put on the back of the box.
It was a fucking witch hunt.
What? That's not how that works.
We were out to get you from the beginning. No, it was a good game, and it was enjoyable. And even, like, one of the things I hated about the original Mass Effect was driving that stupid car around. But they made it a lot more enjoyable with this one, with the boosting and the jumping and all, like, the cool stuff. And, like, I got in some places I was probably not supposed to be.
Like Gay Road Trip Simulator, Final Fantasy 15?
Yeah. But it was cool, and you could discover all kinds of cool shit. It wasn't super linear while you were out on the planets. There was all kinds of stuff to do while you were driving around. So it was, it took a lot of the mechanics and expanded on them and took a lot of stuff that worked and just kept it the same.
Yeah. It's a shame there's the never going to be anything else.
Mass Effect I played was 2 with the planet scanning, and that was tedious as fuck.
It really was, but everything else about that game was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I would say that's...
It was a good game.
That's the one thing that really fucking sucked.
No,
but the rest of the game was so fucking good that you can overlook it.
But
yeah, that game was so fucking good. Oh god.
Yeah,
let's go play Mass Effect 2.
Yeah,
like right now.
Let's do it. Let's get the playthrough going.
Well, you guys have anything else you want to get off your chest? Oh, I want to get this off my chest. Oh yeah, let's talk about movies. But why? Before we get to movies, I forgot while we were talking about Christmas to tell you about joking. Can I take a second to talk to you guys about jelking?
We referenced it
Wait,
earlier.
did you just Mormon me about jelking? Yeah.
Do you guys have a moment to learn about jelking?
Did I get Latter's Day jerked?
I mean, you're at the helm here, buddy. So,
so I have this book.
Charles Pelley.
It's called Jelking: The Truth About Jelking and What You Need to Know.
Where's the fucking button?
It's a book about stretching your cock out to make it longer. All right.
It's the Joker.
Back in the day.
Hey, do you Mark Hamill is the Joker impression?
While I talk about joking, okay.
Wait, where's the stop button?
Mark Hamill. Tolerance is a very important factor in regarding to joking. Because, dude, this is written so bad. Joking involves a method of therapy quite similar to male masturbation. However, jelking is differentiated from male masturbation in that ejaculation is not the immediate and primary goal of the exercise. Some experts also state the strokes involved in jelking therapy are more similar to the strokes needed for milking a cow's breasts.
All right. Oh, that's enough.
This is the reason jelking is sometimes referred to as milking by some of its practitioners. So, milk your cock, make it longer, boys and girls. Thicker.
It won't make it longer.
Oh, it'll make it longer. What, you want to read the book? Do you want Mark Hamill to read you the book?
Yes. Oh. I want the audio book.
Oh, God.
Read by Mark Hamill as the Joker.
Oh.
That would be the most magical.
I couldn't do the higher Joker parts. It's too messed up. My voice is too messed up right now.
The Joker.
So thanks, Dan, for this book, you fucking asshole. Yeah.
Let's touch briefly on some of the movies that came out.
Let's do.
Obviously, Star Wars The Last Jedi, which our next episode is going to be heavily...
Spoiler-free. Absolutely spoiler-free.
There will be no spoilers. We're basically just going to talk about...
We'll talk about Star Wars for an hour with no spoilers.
Yeah, right?
Great.
Anyway, so I loved it, Charles.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. You were...
I'm in the middle.
In the middle?
Yeah.
Okay, like a gray Jedi.
Yeah, I'm a conscientious objector.
Okay. Wonder Woman, DC's best movie.
Great. I loved it. I think it was, as far as like, not their best movie, to me.
Well, since...
But in the modern era, I think it was
MCU
their best.
Since the MCU started dominating the comic book.
Pretty much since they started making new Superman movies. Mm-hmm. I even liked it better than, I think, Nolan's Batman movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, son.
That's
big. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of Christian Bale as Batman.
I'm not a big fan of Christian Bale as Batman either, but I love those movies.
That's because I like Michael Keaton as Batman.
Which, I mean, I could segue now into either Justice League or into Spider-Man Homecoming.
I didn't watch Justice League.
No?
No, I haven't watched it.
That's surprising.
Was he in that?
No.
No, wasn't. But we were just talking about Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay. But he was in Spider-Man Homecoming.
He was in Spider-Man
Homecoming. And that was a great fucking movie.
That was a good movie.
It was good. I watched it twice.
Really,
it was good.
Good one.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that
one. Very good.
Probably the best Spider-Man movie, I'd say.
Yeah, because MCU finally are second best, Marvel bro. Studios.
Second, what, Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, man, Spider-Man
2. Ah, get out of here. Spider-Man Homecoming was way better.
All right, so...
Do you mean the Incredible Spider-Man 2, or...
No, fuck that. Dude.
Which Spider-Man 2?
Nah,
which reminds me of that joke they made in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, where there was a play called Spider-Man 2, but it was T-O-O, and they had a song called Too Many Spider-Mans.
Jesus.
Anyway, I loved it.
That's good. It was a good movie. Yeah, best Spider-Man ever.
For real. Spider-Man 2 is better because that's
best Spider-Man ever. Move on.
Baby Driver.
Great movie.
Kevin Spacey's finest work.
Ah, shit. I forgot Kevin Spacey was in that movie. Shit.
Logan.
Great movie.
Logan was awesome. That
was a good one.
Fox Studios finally did something right. We had Blade Runner 2049.
I didn't watch that.
It was good. I liked it a lot. They really captured the tone of the original. Which could be a complaint because the original's kind of slow moving, but I think it's a fucking great movie. War for the Planet of the Apes. They finally wrapped up the Planet of the Apes.
I'm still like, I haven't
seen any of those movies.
Oh, I love those movies.
I haven't watched since the first one, and I know they're completely different, but that first one just absolutely ruined the Marky Mark one.
I
haven't been able to go back to a Planet of the Apes movie since then. And everyone's like, no, dude, they're way different now.
They're so different. They're so good. I'm a crybaby.
Oh no!
And that first one,
you cried during the monkey movie.
The first one made me cry for sure.
Oh Jesus!
I'm an emotional man. Okay.
You're a sweetheart.
I have a lot of, you know.
You got so many feels.
So many feels.
I mean, if you need somebody to cry with you, I hear there's a couple actors that could help you out. Man.
Oh yeah.
Call my boy K-Pax.
I think I'm a little too old for him.
You probably are.
Maybe if I shave downstairs.
Yeah.
Upstairs and downstairs.
Shave and then like shave boys.
Yeah. He likes them smooth. Smooth as a baby's bottom.
What else came out?
It.
It was okay. I don't like. It got so much hype.
I thought it was good.
It was okay.
I still haven't seen that.
I mean, they really stretched out the story when they were kids. To leave room for they can make a whole other movie about the adult.
Oh yeah, I mean that's how it was originally.
That's the story.
But it was like a mini series, wasn't it?
Like 23 years.
It was like fucking 7 hours long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah,
I had it on VHS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Tim Curry hard to replace, but the guy, what's his name? He's one of the Skarsgårds. Skarsgårds.
Yeah.
Creepy fucking clown in that movie. I thought he was creepy as shit. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
That was a really good movie.
Good, but not as good as the first one.
I agree with that.
But I still enjoyed it.
I liked it. I love Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
I love Kurt Russell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking Snake Plissken,
dude.
That's
right.
He's my man.
I'm indifferent about Kurt Russell.
That movie...
What about Commando?
What do you mean about Commando?
Wasn't he in that? No, Soldier. The one where he was like a programmed soldier guy.
See...
When he grabbed that snake,
I will always say fuck cool Soldier because Soldier is just the white version of Solo.
Soldier.
No, there's a movie called Solo.
You have Mario Van Peebles in it?
Yeah, Mario Van Peebles. It's the same
That's
fucking
like the
movie.
Last movie he was ever
it's
in.
It's the same fucking movie.
Yeah, but if it would have had Kurt Russell in it, maybe it would have done better.
Nah, man. Mario Van Peebles, bro. All day. Need that peeps.
What else we got here? John Wick Chapter 2.
Ugh. Greatest movie.
Still
of all
haven't
time.
Watched it.
You finally watched the first one.
Though. I did watch the first
in
one
in 2017,
and it was really good.
You watched the first.
You
one.
Need
right.
to watch the second one.
I will.
Charles says the second one's better than the
first. I finally watched the Kingsman.
Did you watch Kingsman 2?
No.
You need to watch that too.
So you're catching up in 2017.
Yeah, dude.
Both amazing.
I'll get there.
Amazing sequels.
So fucking good, man.
Do you think it's better than the first?
I think it's better than the first.
It's
one
of those rare occasions when the sequel's better than the first.
I think it's better than the first one because they had a better budget. They were able to a little more like flesh out the
got
world
that
of
common money, dude. They could afford
fuck
common.
Fuck him,
dude. Suicide Squad could afford common. All right, let's just not throw shit around. All right, and I like common. All right, but not as a rapper.
Great rapper, terrible actor.
I like him as an actor. I like the whole wooden thing. That, I'm a big Stallone
He's
fan.
He's only been good in one movie.
Sure. Smoking Aces?
Yeah, that's it. He's only in it for like 5 minutes. He has three lines. What about me? That's it.
That's three words.
Beard looks great, though. How about that beard?
That's one line.
Well, he has another line when he picks up Alicia Keys later on, but that's about it.
So,
like to pick up Alicia Keys.
When I would go to the barbershop to get my beard cut.
You tell him to give you the comment?
I would pull up a picture of Common, like, give me that. And it never worked, but.
Make me look Common.
Yeah.
And they, I got you, fam.
I got you, fam. Got
you. Bust out the shoe polish.
I'm like, shit, I'm still a fat white guy.
Alien Covenant?
I didn't
Man,
see
it. That was didn't just an excuse to put a lot of Michael Fassbender on the screen is what that was.
I thought it was a decent movie.
I thought it was dumb.
I liked it better than the first.
Fucking timed it. There wasn't any alien shit for an entire fucking hour.
Well, they haven't evolved yet.
Yeah, but
it was more like
it literally says alien.
Michael Fassbender evolves aliens
well, Prometheus
is what it was called.
Didn't have any aliens at all.
It wasn't called Alien.
It had like the thing in the eye. I remember that.
They really could have took all that long, drawn-out shit and condensed it and gave us more alien murder action. Because when that split that dude's back in half, that was fucking nasty. And I watched that on the airplane. It was awesome. I can't believe they put that shit on the airplane. I watched that and it on the airplane. And, like, kids were sitting there like...
Two-time one or third-time
one? On the way there.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, does it matter? It's 90 hours. Yeah.
Right?
Like, some of the gore stuff, like, that I expect out of Alien was there. But it just took too fucking long to get there.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can put two Michael Fassbenders in this movie. We're going to sell so many fucking tickets.
And there's some fast on fast action, too.
Yeah. I think fast is a little overrated.
There was a fast fight.
There was a fast fight?
Yeah. There was a fast
fight. Fassbender's overrated.
Yeah.
Everyone gets their britches over Fassbender.
It's because he's handsome.
Might be fighting words, bro.
I think he's overrated.
Yeah. I think he's overrated. Remember that Assassin's Creed movie?
Well, yeah. He was the only good thing in that shit movie.
No.
The only good thing.
No. There was no good thing in that movie.
Not even Omar could save that movie.
The best part of that movie
Holy shit.
Was the title.
Yeah.
The
you best know what I just realized?
That Omar is in that
I
movie.
I just realized Alien was Michael Fassbender and Michael Fassflexo.
It was. It was evil, evil
Fassbender. Evil Fassbender.
Oh,
we should have put a little tiny beard on him.
Put a little soul patch on him.
Jesus Christ.
A little... And he's a robot.
Right? Yeah. They're robots.
A good robot and a bad robot.
Yeah, perfect opportunity for a Futurama joke. I'm glad we got it in there.
Terrible.
Shoehorned in our Futurama reference. Atomic Blonde?
Oh, another good one.
Another one I still haven't watched.
Charles loved it. I thought it was okay.
It's good.
I thought it was pretty good.
It's Lady John Wick.
Lady John Wick. Joan Wick.
Joan Wick.
If you will. Let's see. Pirates of the Caribbean 12.
I haven't watched those since I think the second one.
Yeah, stupid. I haven't seen it.
Stupid ass.
What was the one with Davy Jones? Was that the second one?
That's the third one.
Is that the third one? That's the last one I watched.
Fucking waste of money.
And I didn't even watch the whole thing.
Great story about the third one, right? My girlfriend loves the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. So we went and saw the second one together.
I hate Johnny Depp.
Yeah, fuck him.
And I hate those movies.
We went to go see the third one, right? Mm-hmm. And spoilers for, like, what, a good 10-year-old movie now? So, at the end, like, the big twist is that Will Turner takes his father's place as Davy Jones. Mm. And literally, this entire movie is building around the part where he stabs the heart himself. For whatever reason, we've been sitting through this long fucking movie, because that was a long fucking movie. It was like 2 hours and 45 minutes. For whatever reason, Rachel's like looking at a fucking wall or something and misses the one crucial part where he stabs the heart. And she's confused by the rest of the movie. She's like, I don't understand. What? Why is he on this boat now? Why can't he leave? Like,
so the whole movie, she's like, what's going on?
No, like, she's paying attention up until that one part.
And that's the crucial, that's the pivot.
The most important part.
Oh, I dropped a piece of popcorn.
You paid attention to all these shitty Johnny Depp jokes.
That's such a typical woman thing to do.
Too. And like, and to
Sorry
this day.
For the misogyny, but it is.
And to this day, I still don't understand. Like, what exactly were you doing for like those 3 seconds? Like, I don't get it. And she refuses to watch the movie to this day because of that.
Yeah, well, I refuse to watch it for different reasons.
Yeah.
The first one and the second one are good.
I also don't get it, but it's for different reasons. The Dark Tower.
Still haven't seen that.
I don't think I heard so many bad things about it. As much as I love Idris Elba, I don't want to watch it because I don't want it to ruin my perception.
It was a good year for Stephen King, his wallet.
Yeah, right?
But yeah, no, that movie I could take both of those movies, Pirates of the Caribbean and Dark Tower. I would like my $15 and 2 hours of my life back.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what came out in 2017? Lego Batman.
That's next on my list.
That movie's fucking amazing.
That was a fun movie.
I love that
and
movie.
That was I went to see that, and I was the only person in the whole theater.
Yeah.
And I really? Legit, there were times where I was like legit out of my seat singing along.
Yeah, dude. Like,
having so no, much. It I is, was drunk too. Don't,
no, it's an absolutely wonderful movie.
It is fun as hell.
Dude, like when Rachel and I went to go see it, we were the only people in the theater. And at one point I was like, I'm very happy that it's just us because somebody would have like thrown a fucking bottle at me for how hard I'm laughing at this shit.
I was laughing. I was singing. I was having so much fun in that movie.
Dude, it's good. You need to watch it.
All right, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
man, I don't watch a lot of movies. What do I do with all my time?
It might be the best Batman movie made in like 10
You watch
years.
Crafting videos on YouTube.
First of all, it's woodworking, it's not crafting.
It's crafting.
So more joking videos?
Joking videos. Yeah. Woodworking.
I have been learning how to joke. And, you know.
Which brings us to the final movie on my list, Kong.
Did anyone watch that?
I did. I watched it twice in the theater.
Oh, shit, man.
I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
That was Jack Black.
No. Different Black.
God damn it.
No Jack Black?
Different Black. It had Samuel L. Jackson in it.
Oh.
Different Black Jack, actually. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson.
Our Lord and Savior.
Don't shake your head.
Our Lord and Savior, Sam Jackson.
I thought that movie was fun as shit. I thought it was great.
All right, I'll take your
I'm
word for it.
I'm the only one in the room.
That's dusty as fuck.
I saw it twice.
I kissed that picture of Sam Jackson. It's fucking dusty as
ashy.
Shit.
It's ashy.
It's real ashy.
Nah, man. Sam don't get ashy.
I beg to differ. Have you seen Coming to America?
His lips are ashy.
Hey, that was a rough time for him, man.
He just got off the crack. All right.
No other movies worth mentioning. For instance, the Transformers movie. Not worth.
No.
Nah, we were all like Thor. Shit. Thor came out this year.
Oh, I skipped over Thor. My bad. Thor was fucking fantastic.
Thor was really good, man. Yeah. It was really, really good.
That was one of my favorite Marvel movies.
I only had one complaint, and it was pretty minor. So, Scourge. Mm-hmm. He's literally in that movie just so they can recreate one panel of a comic book.
Yeah.
The part where he jumps off the ship and starts just, like, just shooting at people.
Yeah. Now,
it's literally just a recreation.
Are you mad about that? Or are you mad because they didn't just name it Planet Hulk?
Ooh.
Featuring Thor.
Because that movie really was just fucking Planet Hulk. Like,
now with more
it
Thor.
It really was just Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually pretty funny because like the comics, they now have gotten in on the joke. Mm-hmm. So they're doing a sequel to Planet Hulk. With another person who is not Bruce Banner, but we can talk about that at some other point.
Cho.
Yeah. And he's actually on Sakaar, and he fights Thor, and he says, I know him from work. So it's like, even they get that this movie was really just Planet Hulk.
Yeah. Didn't Sakaar get destroyed in the comics?
Yeah, but nothing needs... Nah.
Okay. I mean, it's a comic book. They can do whatever.
Also, there's a whole bunch of shit that happened between then and now.
Yeah.
Nothing's dead. Ever.
Truth.
What is dead may never die.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Man, we can start talking about that again in 2019.
Do we have to wait a whole other year?
2019.
For the final season it got?
It's okay, though. We get Westworld this year instead.
I do enjoy Westworld.
Westworld's fucking good, man.
I do enjoy that.
I'm so good with it.
So, I mean...
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was good.
Westworld was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was surprised. The Ed Harris murder show.
Yeah,
I fucking loved
it. He was killing everybody. You're right. Like, everybody.
That's what me and John were watching. You're like, you want to watch the Ed Harris murder show?
Actually, let's rephrase that. The Ed Harris rape and murder show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The man in black.
Well, let's...
Let's
play ourselves out. Let's play out 2017.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Worst year ever? Probably not.
So far. Worst year so far.
I think the Jews would beg to differ.
Oh, too soon. Too soon. You know, I was looking at this girl's online dating profile, and she legit said she was a Holocaust denier in her
word?
Online.
Word?
Wait, just fucking serious?
I mean, at least she gets it out there right up front.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I appreciate that. You're right. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know up front.
Legit. Right. Well, it was one of the last things in the profile. The whole thing, I'm like, well, this girl's kind of crazy. I'm kind of into it. And then I get to the end, and it's Holocaust denier, and I'm like...
Nope, eject.
too crazy.
Nope, can't do it.
A little too, just cross that line by a hair.
That's too far. That's too far.
Mm. No.
Shit. Yeah. Too crazy. Fuck.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Not well,
going in that oven.
So don't forget, we're getting rid of all the casual coward stuff, so you need to get over to nofunshow.com. At the No Fun Show on Twitter.
You're fucking half big jokes.
You guys are no fun on Facebook. Anyone else? Anyone else have anything clever to say?
Nope.
I'm good. All right.
Well, let's have a better 2018, and maybe this is to be the year we stop bitching about everything. Nope.
Not gonna happen.
So, episode 13. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
I'm Charles.
We'll be right back.